Today is the last Sunday of our church here. So next year, next Sunday will be the beginning of our new year with Advent 1. And so today, we traditionally celebrate the feast of Christ the King, the day that reminds us who God, through Christ, truly is. He is the King of peace. He is the King of love. In our gospel, you have this famous interchange between Jesus and Pilate, and Jesus informing them that, you know, all who listen to the truth will listen to his voice. And Pilate, if we would read one more verse, had that great philosophical question where Pilate asked, what is truth? And of course, we know the truth is the good news through Jesus Christ. We continue to hear about attacks. We are living in a time where there is a lot going on. From last week, you know, of course, the bombings, the shootings. This week, we have the incident of the hotel in Mali. A lot of scary things are happening. And what makes it worse is that you have a lot of people trying to profit on those fears. Sometimes, you know, those profits are monetary, others are political. I was very saddened and disappointed when we had one of our candidates this week talking about the need to register Muslims. This is not an original idea. Hitler had it. We had, prior to World War II, you already had Jews wearing, you know, gold stars of David. You had homosexuals wearing upside-down pink triangles. That's where that pink triangle comes from that you see, is because, you know, the Nazis forced homosexuals or anybody accused of it. Jehovah Witnesses wore purple triangles. If you were mentally ill, you wore a black triangle. And that was all done out of fear, somebody taking advantage of the fear of other people, that somebody was going to take what was theirs. And what makes it even more appalling is that nobody else, none of the other candidates have even spoke out against this, and that's on both sides. And this type of fear is just so horrible that when people try to create this hysteria, what's even worse is if we give in to it, because it is so opposed to who we are as Christians, because we are a people of faith who have been called to serve Christ. It's not meaning that we don't get scared. I mean, fear is a natural human response, and sometimes it can be healthy. Any parent wants their child to have a healthy fear of the stove, but you don't want them so scared they won't ever come into the kitchen. Fear is what often leads to a lot of destructive behavior, the demonizing of people. And we forget that as we are Christians, we are called to love. We forget that Christ is truly King in doing so. We forget that not only are we children of God, subjects of Christ's royal reign, but we forget that our brothers and sisters, who may not think or act or look like we do, we forget that sometimes they too are children of God. As I said, it is in many ways a frightening time. But fortunately, we have our faith, and we know that even the darkest of times, that the light of Christ will shine. Sometimes it seems overwhelming. But as long as we remain faithful, that light will overcome. I often think about this world in which we live in and all the wonders and beauty, all the glorious things that are out there. And I don't like the idea of leaving ourselves become so afraid to even go out our own doors. Because God has given us such a wonderful world. Your faith, your willingness to love, your willingness to share the good news, this is what will keep the darkness at bay. I often think about how the world changes. You know, when I was a kid, as you all know, I'm from the Midwest. And our idea, the greatest diversity that was in our community, was whether you were German, whether you were Catholic, or whether you were a Lutheran. And a Methodist was pretty exotic where I came from. I was thinking about when I was a child in my school system, there was probably about 1,000 kids. And of all that, one small Hispanic family. And it wasn't because you people, that was just the community at the time. And I know that wasn't all that different in many places here on Long Island. In some places where you may have grown up where everybody looked like you did. But we don't live in that world anymore. Even in the smallest towns that seem like in the most out of place rural, we've become a people that is, we can no longer be separated from our sisters and brothers. So what we do is we reach out. We leave the love of Christ that has so freely given to us. We share that with others. We really live into the idea that Christ is our true King. He is, as we read in our second reading from Revelations, He is our Alpha, our Omega, our beginning and our end. We give our support to those who work towards justice. We give our support to the many people in our military and for our law enforcement. But we also give our prayers for those whom we may oppose. We are a people of God. But so is our sister and brother. So whether they believe in what we do, whether they look like we do, whether they believe in anything at all, they are still our neighbor. So my sisters and brothers, I encourage you to live into that great commandment, to love your neighbors yourself, which doesn't come from me. It comes from your Lord and Savior Jesus. And it isn't always easy, we all know. As I know, there are a lot of people who I'm not always fond of at times. But that doesn't mean that I stop loving them. My sisters and brothers, live without fear. Live in peace and know that Jesus is always with you.